Shalom. This is Billy Brim, and glad to be with you this morning. This is a special day on the Hebrew calendar. It's the seventh day of Pesach, and in the Holy Scriptures it says in Leviticus 23, you shall, and this is during Passover week, you shall make an offering unto the Lord 7 days. In the seventh day is an holy convocation. So this is the seventh day of Pesach, Passover. And I like this phrase that I got from David Barron. Seven in Scripture is the sacred measurement of time. Seven is the sacred measurement of time. 7 days in a week, seven times seven, you're going to count the Omer counting, and we are on seventh day of the Omer counting. But yesterday I talked to Guy Leibowitz, and he said, this is a really special day for us, the seventh day, and he said, I already sense the holiness of it. There's an atmosphere in the air. So praise the Lord, glory to God, and I'm thankful that you know, there were so many threats made to churches and synagogues. And so you must have been taking, on Passover, you must have been taking your authority. Thank God for that. Hallelujah. Now, as to our housekeeping, I've got a little surprise for you later on. But first, I want to say here that we have Champions for Christ coming up in July. And we have 800 young people expected to be here. WWPs takes it on as our annual project to send them to the sight and sound production that is on in Branson at that time. They get to take part in many of the fun things at Branson's Silver Dollar City, which is owned by Spiritual Christians and is a theme park that just promotes all things having to do with Christianity and with God's morals. So it's a great place. They go there, but they also have, this year Mark Hankins is going to be there for two times, and I'm going to be speaking. I'm going to talk about Whitfield. I'm going to talk about George Whitfield. Every year Chip makes a champion, one of our spiritual champions, and he's sports-minded, so he makes them a jersey. And he's already had for 1 year Wigglesworth, and for 1 year, Kenneth E. Hagin. This year, it's Whitfield. And so I want to remind you, A Great Awakening, which tells about Whitfield and the Great Awakening as seen through the eyes of Benjamin Franklin. It's a wonderful movie. Sight and Sound has put out, and it's in a theater near you now. So you want to be sure to go and see A Great Awakening. Now back to our Champions for Christ and our young people coming here to see David. We have taken it upon ourselves to send them, and we, WWPs, have already paid for 452 young people to see David. We have 348 to go. If you send $75, that will send one young person to see David, a $75 donation, which you'll receive a tax receipt. Now, we are asking you to send it right on straight to championsforchrist.org. That's champions, number four, Christ.org. Or you can send it in the mail, 915 North 19th Street, Collinsville, Oklahoma. That's 74021. 915 North 19th Street, Collinsville, Oklahoma. You can send it to a Glorious Church there or Champions for Christ there. And you can go online, championsforchrist.org. There will be prayer at Prayer Mountain at noon, and I will be there, but we've got some special guests. Max and Quinn are coming to Prayer Mountain. And we're not going to say a whole lot about it today on this call because I have to get time to get around and get ready. But we'll be talking about the Middle East and what we see there, and Max will give us an up-to-date report. So the best way for you to do, the best thing for you to do is watch online. And you can watch at our homepage, billybrim.org. That's billybrim.org. So, Brother Max, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line. Good morning, Miss Willie, and good morning to everybody, all my brothers and sisters, WWPs. Praise the Lord. Yeah, it's just we have a meeting in St. Louis yesterday. I landed Saturday night. It was at our church on Sunday, and on the road yesterday. You know, God has given us the energy, just like you, Miss Billy. You just don't settle down. Praise the Lord.
Well, I hope you have some rest while you're here in Branson. It's this lovely place to rest.
I did. I had about 6.5 hours of sleep, and normally I go on 5. So praise
the Lord. Well, you're going to stay here tonight, surely, and get some rest.
We'll see. Maybe, yeah, we'll see. I'll be staying a little bit in the afternoon, but we'll see, because we have to get back for our Thursday service tomorrow night in downtown Minneapolis.
Right.
Praise God. Praise God.
Praise
yeah.
the Lord, Brother Max. Wherever you are right now, I hope you're resting. And the Lord will, sometimes I ask him to bless my rest. Sometimes I say to him, I'm not going to have that many hours tonight, but I'm asking you to bless my rest. And he does it. He does whatever we ask him, what we pray for, according to his will. Hallelujah. But don't forget to take your Sabbath either, Max. Bless the Lord. I'll fuss at him about that when I see him. We won't take our time up here. I want us to pray. We're going to pray the prayer of authority of the believer. And I also want us to pray today people to be receptive. You know what Jesus did on that cross? He not only died for our sins, but according to Isaiah 53 and Matthew 8 and Peter, he took our diseases. He took our sickness. He took our pain. And I was praying with one of these ladies yesterday, and I know she believes. And so we're praying for them. We're going to pray for these ladies. Jesus already got their healing. And we're going to pray for them and for others. You think of others right now. We're going to lift them up. Gabe Perot is a young man who had a skateboard accident and died and went to heaven. And he has a new book out called 18 Days in Heaven. And he said that the united prayers that went up for him formed like a bridge, a structure. And he actually traveled down to earth on that bridge, on that structure. So there's something about united prayers, corporate prayers. And we're going to be lifting up corporate prayers today, for particularly for the reception of the healing that Jesus already got for these people. And I'm going to call them the three ladies. I'm going to call them T and D and C. And those are the first letters of their names, but their names just come to me. And the Lord sees them. And the Lord knows exactly who I'm thinking about. And he knows exactly who you're thinking about right now. And Father, in Jesus' name, we want to thank you that you provided divine healing. You made our bodies that were intricately woven, it says in the word. You gave us that word just, I think it was last week, about how you saw us in our mother's womb and you wove us together. And Father, in the name above every name, you provided every provision for our bodies in the sacrifice of Jesus. He said, this is my body, which is given for you. And so here, as we are at this Pesach season, this Passover season, thanking you and praising you and giving you glory for delivering us and washing us white as snow from our sins. But, oh God, you also provided in that bread of the covenant. Jesus is that bread. You provided divine healing. And so I'm asking you, Father, in the name above every name, for divine healing to manifest miraculously in T's body, D's body, and C's body, and all the rest, everybody who is named today. And, oh, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I cannot let it go by when we have the opportunity to pray together the authority of the believer. It is written and revealed in the book of Colossians. Last week you gave us Colossians. You practically gave us the whole, you did give us the whole first chapter of Colossians. And then you gave us more. And those two letters, Colossians and Ephesians, so reveal the fact that we are the body of Christ and that he made a show, God the Father made a show of Satan and led us in a triumph, always causing us to triumph. It is revealed how you lifted up Jesus, dear Lord. And oh, we're just so thankful that we were there. We want to praise you and thank you and ask you once again to give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened that we might know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, the exceeding greatness of your dunamis power to us for who believe, which is according to your resurrection power, which you wrought in the Messiah when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, far above all rule and authority and every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet and you gave him head to a body over all things. The ecclesia, the fullness of him, which filleth all in all. And we, who were dead in our trespasses and sins, when you quickened him, you quickened us with him. When you raised him, you raised us together with him. And when you seated him at your own right hand, you seated the body together with and in him. And from there we make our plea. And from there we lift up the President of the United States of America. Oh, Father God, we're none of us smart enough to know what is the answer. But you said this war is big, Iran, and you said it was your war, and we trust you. I trust you. And in the name above every name, we lift up every decision maker that has to do with this war, that it will move, and they will move in conjunction with the will of God. May the will of God be done. And in the name above every name, we plead protection, direction, the blood of Jesus over our President Donald John Trump and over all decision makers, over his family, over our leaders civil and our leaders spiritual. We plead the blood. And Father, coming up to you and praising you and giving you glory for having translated us out from the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of your beloved Son, we now obey in the name above every name and take advantage of what you told us to do in Romans 5:17. They who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in life. And so we call you right now, Satan, this company of believers, this company that God calls his own company, a WWP's in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come up against you. And in the name above every name, Satan, cease and desist in your maneuvers against our President of the United States, Benjamin Netanyahu, the leaders, dear Father, that have to do with making God's will in the earth. And Father, and in the name of Jesus, Satan, we absolutely command and demand that you get your hands off our prayer call. You'll have nothing to do with it. You'll have nothing to do with our families. We come out against you in behalf of the families of the WWPs. We plead the blood of Jesus around them. And we plead the blood of Jesus on those of Makalakombanga that you withdraw your attacks in Jesus' name. We call confusion into your camp. It is written, whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And we bind you and put you into a state of paralyzation in the name above every name. You'll have nothing to do with our derricks, nothing to do with the plans and that God has given us. Anybody on this line, whatever God's told them to do in the name of Jesus, whatever is their derrick, I plead the blood of Jesus and demand and command you get off that track. In Jesus' holy name, you'll have nothing to do with this prayer call. In the name above every name, Father, we cannot thank you enough for what our Lord Jesus did. That Passover week, that Resurrection Sunday, he rose triumphant over death, hell, and the grave. And he gave that to us, Lord. Oh, Father, You gave us so much of the book of Colossians, and all of that happened during this Passover week. We're just so thankful. We're just so thankful. We cannot thank you enough. Thank you for bringing Max and Quinn down today. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for our noontime together. We lift up every person on this call. Help us now, Father, yield to you like you want us to. And, oh God, use us according to your marvelous plan. You've even said, Lord, that our prayers have to do with nations, and we know they have to do with the great changes that are coming. Holy Father, I know the prayer reaches vast, but I'm so thankful to you for the part that comes to us through interpretation. We thank you for dear Max, and we thank you for the gift that you've given him. For us, we thank you for it, for the church, the body of Christ, for all God's work on the earth. We thank you and we give you glory, and we trust you now to use our tongues according to your plan as it is written. If any man pray in the Spirit in tongues, he's praying in the Spirit, the will of God. Oh, the Holy Spirit who knows God's will, take our tongues now and use them. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Kabilatonye ega balatia ambaragadashka danjala gohura kambi. Isamanukwa asamanikwa. Isamanikwa ufangulu kubrikanye nikwana kumbamba ashanamungwa. Peleborande hitanturo gohushafta. Kabikale kumbra kale kangara gohushe. Ebele tuti ondombre kele kangamba. Ma anyatora malanyat. Ma anyantora makada gobri kare kavanji ibibi gombrandia na gobri kafakya. Isabara kombri ketika dashka don gombi hitika mbamba. Pele dohoro kombra hala kombra ketika ndiana kondianda na goho sheg diana kondianda na go tianda. I pala dohoro kombi ili kambabi ashon tele kongoro kovulia na gohoro kambi didi kombabi didi kumba. Me ti ana nombre ka fraka logo bebdi anashka da breka de konga bala ti to bokor kandia. Paka le kanga, matione kapi kalako kambi. Me to ho fambi la kobre ka de kate anga. I shanto la kaha la kapi ka de konga breka de kodoshke da breka de gatansha. Isa de gombra fraka de kopa anyane kopa beleki inyene kwa eje de koto do go oje gadan eje de go dohosh kapri kade gondi ondo na gombra kade gahotio dere makai afrihenier to me gala gomba la toto do go oje dere gombre kade gavrake buta fraka nier to na gombre kade kalanche ne go dosh kada bre kade kafra. Papuroniendo lo gorsetje. Isabro dovre etasco docce. Mi e facio. Mogo la caffrenie ne qua la gambedio no cora coli di cambrosche de cupra caffetio nongo. Iesciute, iesciaca. Maccio farà cangala dallo cora manie. Pili kangara kaya na kora katye ya nanya. Aliva halatianda la kalieno. Abara haya. Alimanyor tofu. Kavila tiando. Mahatiantebe. Parhianta la cora magna nania. O vihiti uta sacca. Porotivra bujue, non era govra gala gababa giù, non era gusqua tiata. Ise de govra copre. Ise de cahor cangiando le godole caffrenge, ne coro godore copre. Ejato. Kavikatora mango balatanya na ka hashetergo ora kondiene kototo ko ochi kappa.
Maletonia, 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 Maletonia. Protefra berrechua. Ma colle che vra congengem sotto cotosco da pica de cafranie. Ale da hara congara cadascia caprica de cotosce cambe. Per le tue fra cada candiana na nombre. Mi sato lo coho fa, cala conga di codo di cubra cafra dance. Moshitaha fangi. Malatotia maka alla combrica di codo scedacchia. Gavilatora manaka, patti concerno nis guadagi conto per il bichua. Bushwa varatonje vre kudora go bambi elitona kombali kaka. Oh father, father, father. He sang your makinyo no koro koble de le kambra kare kandyanda. Mehe shete fangudo kombre kare kandacha. Uvra duba oshwane kobe ele kambaba le tuta. Kambala tutta, franga le godoro combre, che di candandia na go tasca da da go pregzia bance. Isciato gohore kebre, di le combre, che di gadaccia. Isciana nanace. Ma qua va di go. O mace e va uriendo pra caffrica d'un certo non c'è prattivre con tuo sua. Ma c'è de cobre che ti che farà la cobre che dico alla cobre che dico da ciance di godosca. Un pa fracca la concerno ne quascio che le cobre prendi di cobra. I shall hand you to who from a latobre cafrania and a gombre bridouche and a gombania and a coroco de le cababa. Cole palaco or a combi le coracay and in the nobri kili cababa. Met your nenge, melt your nenge le cabra, male cobra brinde le gongari dish, could you swat le gombe de caifa de congora gandincio? Oh, minacqua, inaco, minaco. Pashkadanje. Ipela hatin ya haka barakodianda ala kobreke brakotoshkatya. Pashkadanjerno. Ifraduru kobreka franye ne kuhuru kaba lulu pamba hatyai nanga. Ado bebele batuhu vanga. Mario nanga ali dubra kale kaya ne korogoro le gongara godevre. Bishwatonye via. Maka via shona le kobabi ili do bromi ne kaka. Ala kabinyo na vashaka na ma achonde. Pako do goba? Perio nanga via, mako alle cobele. Pivoriantatia. More. Isciato. Oh, pa cupro frentegno palito. Oh, palito, franghe, bella combaha, si alto no gobele bagno, no coro codebre, basciunuto. Bahaniecco via. Pecango, peca la tantia pasca della copre. E se tu buho siebre ti va, pale congara gadale compre, che le cangara cadagno, non go paro babagia, non go rega babara godoria, manca la cangabe. Pationo, pelaco, panierto, macote. Oh, hallelujah, fangolo godoho shem. La kahaya na kahala kaya na kohoro kobri kare kabra dele kobra kade vere bunchu ashe de gobra iswa noto makito no father oh shabitanya palito dono kobabile diando Ishtianto mia kafrigi da gangabri gele kongangi iri goba. Porfrenye mia kangi ele koba ala kongi ala kangi ala genie. Boschke daibra mangi lotta, boschke bagge lo koho fakakia no onge di kole kabinio. Alevra toto paka asaka dangeru no no qua. Belitu. Manakoka. Manyo no kohoru kobabi le tobre kare gangangi iri goshetio no rea na nye na ya. Pishko donje lega. Vakia no kora mananga. Majinu koba. Pisho dovri pelle ka hakka bane ka halaka kaya na koko la pi. Pavru di jwa ma koka. Pavru di jwa ka le kange. O de belli tutu, o le belle tutu fi, o le belle tutu ma. Kube la kai. Kube la tanya. O, pika. Pika nora. Pika nora va upa la tete ne mo ka pe la dor balitania na koro kondosh ka na brita da ka tacha. Isha to hoto. Edi gohoro kombe ka de ka la ka video. Isha do lo kombe ka de ka la ka fra ka da cho. On chede ka pa. Manto vita, manto mia mica, manto mia macoca, alle dubra, alle dange, esco du frasca dange. Uosco de necuba, grande necucia, mango di vai, anaka hai. Calego bra, agalaga brefrega donge, rego dosca dangero, non compra calaca bratia, anaco debre canala compre, pinica pai. In ottobre di Varatosca, Pasco Dece, Miscodora Cobra Cafraca, la Congrega, le Cobrica de Cadace, Rigodosca. Palutura fe, Matura Gambè, Cova Haletetie, Vali Dobra. Mali Dobra Fenye. Agalavrahator, Ajana Kora Konganga, Kavila Kianda. May tuta, Makoka la taya na kahala kapre. Kapre kotanye ne kwa, shada gobra, ni atanye. Asipo toho shita, makoto kofenyo ukupa. Ali tu bravri non scianto macchiato macabra cane cadagne. Ilihitiato ka prefraka die de kusha tiana kole kabre die. Oh, shite le kabrava la toniaga le kapitio. Elevrabadushwa, Matian tobre kadikohora kokambre kadikadan shiligodoshka tabre. Kebele tombre, matone karakati andere godoshka. Kavila topre, alla tavra karakambevre de juan yana korakati de kangangare kadabre. Ebele hitura mananye ne korakati kombrevre de le kongraga danjere godoshka dabre kadabra. Alle bratianto, alle cabracchiane corocodiande e di cobre, e chateau, chateau combe calacacabre cadigandance. Busqua agneter non cobre cadigandangi attora. Asalazionte e di cabracchiane corocodance e di congombre e di congracca le cobre cadigandabra. Ishato. Manzo di cabra, mazzo di cambrazia, ne godora cambrazia. Acale cabretie. Acale cabrandie, ne cotobre, che di cangambi. E cale cohora cangara cadahashakia. Koli kahala benyo na kohoro kabeji kahaya na kohoro kovakya na kodashka. Oh, precious Savior, so wondrous, so marvelous, so magnificent, so loving and kind, yet powerful. We're so glad to be your children. We're so glad to be your children. And we're so glad and thankful that you communicate with us, your children, and that you pray through us, your body. Oh, how we do appreciate, Father, and give you glory and adoration and thankfulness. Thankful. So thankful. Brother Max, are you there?
Yes, Miss Lily, I'm here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Started with Hebrews 13, verse 6. Hebrews 13:6. Statement. Do not be afraid. No weapon formed against you. No weapon formed against you will succeed. No weapon formed against you will succeed. For I am your God. For I am your God. Will protect you from Persia. Will protect you from Persia. I believe it is Persia. P-E-R-S-I-A?
Yes.
Okay. From Persia. And any other nations. Try to take over you. Try to take over you or your land, or your land declares, or declares, yeah, declares the Lord. Declares the Lord in my name. That's the first thing.
Let me ask you something.
Go ahead.
Do not be afraid. No weapon formed against you will succeed. For I am your God, will protect you from Persia and any other nations. Is there a word in here, that or who?
No.
Try to take you over?
No, there isn't. Just try to take you over.
Okay. But I'm sure that's the meaning of it.
Yeah. Yeah, just nations try to take you over. You or your land declares the Lord in my name. Okay, I'll read it again. Well, you read it. But I'll do it again so people can write them down if they're a little behind. Do not be afraid. No weapon formed against you will succeed, for I am your God, will protect you from Persia and any other nations try to take over you or your land, declares the Lord in my name. Okay. Next is Psalm, the book of Psalm 18, 35 and 36. Psalm 18, 35 and 36. Isaiah 54:17. Deuteronomy 31:6. Psalm 18:35 and 36. Isaiah 54:17. Deuteronomy 31:6. Statement. I will protect you from the evil one. I will protect you from the evil one. Know that God is faithful. Know that God is faithful. Keep my covenant. Keep my covenant to those who love me. Keep my covenant to those who love me. To this generation. To this generation. You are the chosen one. You are the chosen one. Your prayer is significant. Yeah, your prayer is significant today. Your prayer is significant today for what is yet to come. For what is yet to come. You will not be shaken. You will not be shaken. Benjamin, in Arabic, Trump, church. Okay, I'll read it again. I will protect you from the evil one. Know that God is faithful. Keep my covenant to those who love me. To this generation, you are the chosen one. Your prayer is significant Your prayer is significant today for what is yet to come. You will not be shaken, Benjamin Trump Church. And the reason I'm saying Benjamin, because that's how you read it in Arabic. Benjamin,
and that's how
right
you do it. That's how you do it in Hebrew, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's Benjamin. It's not Benjamin or Bibi. Okay.
It's Benjamin.
All right. Another Deuteronomy here. Deuteronomy 7, 9. Deuteronomy 7, verse 9. Oh, Deuteronomy 31, verse 8. Deuteronomy 31, 8. Psalm 55, 22. Psalm 55, 22. Deuteronomy 7, 9. Deuteronomy 31, 8. Psalm 55, 22. Statement, have your strength this morning. I am the one who calls you. I'm the one who calls you to this prayer. I am the one who calls you to this prayer with my friends and prophets. With my friends and prophets. Be a good and faithful servant. Be a good and faithful servant. You will see the change. You will see the change I have for you. You will see the change I have for you all. You have the victory in me. You have the victory in me. Listen and trust my words. Listen and trust my words to you. Okay, I'll read it again. Listen, I'll trust my words to you. From the beginning, have your strength this morning. I am the one who calls you to this prayer with my friends and prophets. Be a good and faithful servant. You will see the change I have for you. You will see the change I have for you all. You have the victory in me. Listen and trust my words to you. All right. Moving along here. James 1, I believe it was 17. The one like tucked in under the 7. So, Leah, go with James 1, 17. John 16, 24. John 16, 1-6, verse 24. Revelation 1, 8. Revelation 1:8. Oh, one more. Isaiah 46:4. Isaiah 46:4. James 1:17. John 16:24. Revelation 1:8. Isaiah 46:4. Statement. When you are with me. When you are with me, I am with you. I am with you. And you will receive whatever you ask for. And you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. In prayer, church. In prayer, church. Courageous. Be courageous. I am with you. Be courageous. I am with you. And I will never leave you. And I will never leave you. Do you understand? I will never leave you. Do you understand? No more delay. No more delay. That's the statement. I'll read it again. When you are with me, I am with you. And you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. Church. Be courageous. I am with you, and I will never leave you. Do you understand? No more delay. All right. Next is the book of Psalm 94:18. Psalm 94:18. Another Deuteronomy 32:4. Deuteronomy 32:4. Ezekiel 12:28. Ezekiel 12:28. Okay. Statement. I will not hold my mercy from you. I will not hold my mercy from you. I am your rock. I am your rock. My ways and what I have for you all, and what I have for you all, come to my relief. Come to my relief. Come to my relief. My words will be accomplished. My words will be accomplished. And I will achieve. And I will achieve my purpose. I will achieve my purpose in this prayer. I will achieve my purpose in this prayer. Justice on this earth, justice on this earth today, justice on this earth today. You will know that your God, Jesus, you will know that your God, Jesus Christ, your Lord, is full of his unfailing love. Yeah.
Is full of his
unfailing.
Unfailing.
Thank you. Full of his unfailing love. Okay, I'll read it again.
All right, I want to ask you, too, about that word. I have, okay, I will not hold my mercy from you. I am your rock.
Mm-hmm.
My ways and what I have for you all come to my, can you spell the next word?
R-E-R-E-L-I-E-F.
Relief.
Okay,
got it.
Relief. My words will be accomplished, and I will achieve my purpose in this prayer. Justice on this earth today. You will know that your God, Jesus Christ, your Lord, is full of his unfailing. What's that word again?
Unfailing
love. Okay, praise the Lord. Next is Numbers 23:19. Yeah, Numbers 23:19. I'm looking at it. Could be 22. No, it's a 3. 23:19. Zechariah 1:3. Psalm 119:160. Whoa. Okay. Psalm 119:160. And then Habakkuk 2:4. Habakkuk 2:4. Okay. The stroke of my pen, STROKE, right? Yeah, the stroke of my pen. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The stroke of my pen will say, return to me, the Lord your God. The stroke of my pen will say, return to me, the Lord your God. No one will disappear. Yeah, no one will disappear from my law. No one will disappear from my law until everything is accomplished. No one will disappear from my law until everything is accomplished. It will be my time. It will be my time. In every path. It will be my time in every path they take. Every path they take. And their decision will be given from me. And their decision will be given from me. Because you prayed. Because you prayed. For the upcoming change. Because you prayed for the upcoming change. It will be determined.
Can you spell that, please?
Yes. DETERMINET.
There's no such word. It has to be a D on the end.
Well,
maybe your D looks
or
like
maybe it is a. Oh, it is
it
a D.
It has to be D.
Because it's actually, yeah, repeated down here, and still in the same statement. Yeah, it
okay.
is a D.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. It will be determined, and again, determined by you.
Hmm.
So it will be determined by you to make the right decision. To make the right decision for you today, church. Okay. Well, we'll get the statement right here. Well, it's right here, so we just need to understand what he's saying. I'm going to read it again. The stroke of my pen will say, return to me, the Lord your God. No one will disappear from my law until everything is accomplished. It will be my time. It will be my time in every path they take. And their decision will be given from me because you prayed. Because you prayed for the upcoming change. It will be determined and determined by you to make the right decision for you today, church. I am. I believe we got that, Miss Willie?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Moving along. A few scriptures and then the last statement here. Luke 6:45. Numbers 6, verses 24 through 26. Jeremiah 17, verses 7 and 8. Last statement. I declare to you that the plans I have for you, and my blessing will be, will be on your nations, and I will take away your sickness. And I will take away your sickness and meet all your needs. And that will... Yeah, it's missing a word here, but I'm just going to read it. And that will, according to my words and glory today. All right. Sometimes I sense the Lord speaking to us in Hebrew, but in English. I declare to you that the plans I have for you and my blessing will be on your nations, and I will take away your sickness and meet all your needs, and that will according to my words and glory today. Trust in me. Praise the Lord. That's what we prayed for.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, Well, I'll say that when we get there. Hebrews 13:6. So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Now, this next one I think is particularly for Israel because they're a little concerned that if we sign the agreement, we didn't go far enough away to take away all their missiles and all their weaponry. So I think in a way this is to them. Do not be afraid. No weapon formed against you will succeed, for I am your God. For I am your God will protect you from Persia and any other nations. Try to take over you or your land, declares the Lord in my name.
Mm.
I think that's particularly to
them. Yeah, I could Psalm
18, mm-hmm. Psalm 18, 35 and 36. You have also given me the shield of salvation, and your right hand upholds me, and your gentleness makes me great. You enlarge my steps under me, and my feet have not slipped. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is formed against you will prosper or will succeed, and you shall refute every tongue that rises against you in judgment. This is the heritage of the saints of the Lord, and their vindication from me, declares the Lord. And that was the ESV, which uses the word succeed. And God used that word in his statement. Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be afraid of them. For it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Very much for Israel. Very much for Israel this day.
Yeah.
I will protect you from the evil one. Know that God is faithful. Keep my covenant to those who love me. To this generation, you are the chosen one. Your prayer is significant today for what is yet to come. You will not be shaken, Benjamin Trump Church. Deuteronomy 7:9. Know, therefore, that the Lord your God is the faithful God, who keeps covenant and chesed with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Deuteronomy 31:8. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Very definitely to Israel.
Yeah, to Israel and America, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Psalm 55:22. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken. Have your strength this morning. I am the one who called you to this prayer with my friends and prophets. Be a good and faithful servant. You will see the change I have for you all. You have the victory in me. Listen and trust my words to you. James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. John 16:24. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. This is a scripture which tells us to pray to the Father and ask in Jesus' name.
Okay.
Revelation 1:8. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord, who is, who was, who is to come, the Almighty. He would literally have said, this is written in Greek, but he would have said, I am the Aleph and I am the Tav. I'm the beginning and I'm the ending. Who is, who was, who is to come. That's the eternal name of Jesus. That's the way you say it, I am. He is, he was, he is to come. All right. Isaiah 46:4. Even to your old age, I will be the same. Even to your graying years, I will bear you. I have done it, and I will carry you. I will bear you, and I will deliver you. When you are with me, I am with you. And you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer, church. Be courageous. I am with you, and I will never leave you. Do you understand? No more delay. Psalm 94:18. When I thought my foot slips, your chesed, O Lord, held me up. You see, that's his obligation to keep covenant. He just told you that he was a covenant-keeping God. Yeah. So he's gonna hold you up. Deuteronomy 32:4. The rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are justice, a God of faithfulness and without iniquity, just and upright is he. Ezekiel 12:28. Therefore say to them, thus says the Lord God, none of my words will be delayed any longer. Whatever word I speak will be performed, declares the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad of that. I will not hold my mercy from you. I am your rock. My ways and what I have for you all come to my relief. My words will be accomplished, and I will achieve my purpose in this prayer. Justice on this earth today. You will know that your God, Jesus Christ, your Lord, is full of his unfailing love. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind. Has he said, and will he not do it? Has he spoken, and will he not fulfill it? Zechariah 1:3. Therefore say to them, thus says Jehovah of hosts, return to me, declares Jehovah of hosts, that I may return to you, says Jehovah of hosts.
Is he talking about the Jews here? Or I don't know, this is just me.
Yes, okay. He is. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Definitely.
Wow.
Okay.
Psalm
119:160. The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous ordinances is everlasting. The King James reads, "Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever."
Wow.
Habakkuk 2:4. "Behold, as for the proud one, his soul is not right within him, but the righteous shall live by his faith." "The stroke of my pen will say, return to me, the Lord your God. No one will disappear from my law until everything is accomplished. It will be my time in every path they take, and their decision will be given from me because you prayed for the upcoming change. It will be determined and determined by you to make the right decision for you today, church. I
wow.
am." Luke 6:45. "The good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth what is good, and the evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth what is evil. For his mouth speaks from that which fills his heart." King James says, "For of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks." Whatever's in your heart. Numbers 6:24-26. This is the Aaronic blessing. "The Lord bless you and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace." Jeremiah 17:7-8. "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose trust is in the Lord. For he will be like a tree planted by the water, that extends its roots by a stream, and will not fear when the heat comes, but its leaves will be green, and it will not be anxious in a year of drought, nor cease to yield fruit." "I declare to you that the plans I have for you and my blessing will be on your nations, and I will take away your sickness and meet all your needs, and that will, according to my words and glory today. Trust in me." Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Excuse me. Wonderful, wonderful words. And as you all know, when I'm going out to Prayer Mountain, I need to get around here to get ready and drive out there. Are you in town, Brother Max?
Yeah, I'm like an hour away, so I'll have time to be there at noon.
Okay. We will see you at Brother Max at noon, and don't forget, billybrim.org, and then you can watch and take a part of it. And I'm going to ask Brother Max if he'll share with us whatever he knows, whatever he has learned, and a report from the Middle East. Bless the Lord. We trust you'll be there with us, guys. In the name above every name, blessings. Shalom and shalom.
Shalom, shalom.